And this Christmas story, like Gabriel has just announced that the Bible story is taking up its continuity from the olden days. Right? Who remembers the Disney movie The Lion King? Can I just get a show of hands about people The Lion King? Now, we will rebuke The Lion King for its pagan ancestral worship and false religion that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Bad, bad Disney. That's not the point. That's not the point. Everybody watches The Lion King and nobody cares about the religion of African kind of, oh, all of my ancestors, this is my offspring. You know, that nobody. That's not what we're talking about. But did we not just have a baby dedication? Could we not have had some little funny picture of Tim holding up his child with sunshine coming through the clouds saying, Lord, I present my son to you. You know, and Rafiki, he holds up Simba, the son of Mufasa, the great king. You got the picture. Ah, right? In the middle of the story, the father is killed. The child goes away, runs away, and the kingdom falls to nothing. We can relate to that idea. The fallen world, the breaking through sin of Adam and Eve and ever since them and all their kids, including you. But then one day, that same monkey who said, here is Simba, right? He's up and he's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and a wind comes by. And he goes and he looks at the prophecy that he has written out on his tree, right? So he represents the prophet, the priest in the story. And he comes over. You guys know this who've seen The Lion King, but I have to tell it to everyone else who doesn't have any time for Disney, right? And so he looks at the pictures that are drawn and then he realizes that the before and the after, that this is it. And he says what we like to hear and what everybody says as a joke. He goes, it is time. And that's what we're looking at in here. The angel Gabriel comes, and folks, it is time. Zechariah, your son is the guy, is the Elijah that's going to make a way for the Messiah. It is time. It's going to start. And what did Zechariah hear out of all this? Elizabeth will bear you a son. You know, not Elijah's returning, not the Lord is coming. But can you blame him? You know, 435 years since anything significant has happened. Nobody has stood for something for God since Malachi scroll was penned. That's like the last thing that they read. They don't have more scripture, right? And Zechariah says to the angel, well, how can I know this? For I'm an old man and my wife will be advanced in years, right? How can I know the Messiah is going to come? I'm old. What? Well, how could I trust that this is Elijah coming into the world? I'm old. We haven't been dancing in quite a few years, is what Zechariah is saying. And the angel answered him with his badge. He said, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. Like, dude, you're talking to an angel. Is that not miraculous enough? Right?
Did you see Back to the Future? When the big bully guy, what did he do? He'd knock him on the head. What did McFly? Hello, McFly. Right? That's what this angel, he's like, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. And I was sent to speak to you and bring you this good news. So, I am the angel. I stand before God. We're in relationship. And I have an eschatological purpose for being here. I'm here to tell you the news. There is structure of who I am. I am the angel Gabriel. There is relationship with God. I stand before him in his presence. And there is a dynamic and functional eschatology at work in my standing here before you. This is all really happening. Straighten up, Zechariah. And behold, this isn't a punishment, I don't think. Behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time. Isn't it fair to ask how we know things are true, though? Can you blame Zechariah? Like, I've heard this verse read.
And because you did not believe my words,
you know? I don't know if it was a that deep voice, but because you didn't believe, now you can't speak. But that's not it. It's just like, I will give you a sign. I know it's hard. Now, this is a good one. Here it is. You can't speak. I don't know if he was like a grunting guy after that. You know? Like, how did he get people's attention? How do you convince your wife that it's God's plan for you two to have a baby and you got no romance in words at your disposal? It's got to happen. Maybe it was miraculous. Maybe it was just, wow, I'm pregnant. That's a trip. You know? Or maybe not. Maybe it was just God made things work. Yeah. In 2 Corinthians, in chapter 11, verse 14, it says this, no wonder even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. You don't find angels being named in Scripture often, but the Scripture names three of them, right? So we've got Gabriel, who we're hearing about. We hear about the Prince Michael in the book of Daniel, and we hear about this other angel, Hallel. Right? And you would, you know, they give him like a fancy name that you don't find in Scripture. Lucifer. In King James, they translate Hallel Lucifer. He's basically the fallen angel. He's off the list. He's angry. And he knows his time is short. And he kicks about down here with us. And he can only be in one place at one time. He's not God. And he's a created being. He represents one third of all the angels that were kicked out of heaven. But where are they? They're here. They're at the Spiritist church. They're at the Hindu temple in all those idols. They'll show up anywhere where someone isn't seeking God. And that's what we're contending with at Christmas time as well. This angel says, I'm Gabriel. You could take that to the bank. Me and God, we're like this. And he sent me. I have authority to tell you. And because we're cool, I'll give you a sign too. The sign is you won't speak for 9 months. It's pretty good.